Blog Talk Radio.
Officially good morning to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show around the world. Want to say a special thank you to our veterans who help to keep us on our toes and protected in this great country. Our hairstylists, whether you are a natural hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or both, we salute you. Our educators, hair practitioners, our wonderful trichologists, and wherever you are along the spectrum. And a special salute to our barbers, of course, who help to keep our communities connected. Our hair companies who put out products, the product manufacturers, want to say a special good morning from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to those who do events, we didn't forget about you. We want to thank you for putting on meetups and live events all around the world that really helps to bring education and information to the masses and to our professional community and the readers of the magazines and to the magazines who really help to prop up the hair industry. I want to say thank you so much, and then particularly to our Afrolock magazine readers. Also, speaking of hair products, gotta shout out the Carapie distributors who helped to get my hair products line out to everybody. The Salon TV Network. If you're watching us, it's on the Salon TV Network. And to those who support my literary efforts with my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is available in three different formats, whether it's ebook, paperback that you can read, turn the pages like the old days, and a brand new audio version that we have a great voiceover artist performing. And it's just nice to say good morning to everybody and to all the folks. If we've forgotten anybody, you're in our hearts, and just keep it right here for so much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. And again, we're going to take it to the top. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
I'm Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
To know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And
love
she
it.
And her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app, because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology, as well as everything that you need, from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the Maya Vanna brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see, what does this product do well? We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture, type, and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing. Because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist was the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair as she was having these challenges. And these hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the Hair and Beauty Network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that because the beauty supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together. And this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning, will give the customer their texture, type, and condition, and automated instant results of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's so many wonderful things that are happening in our
company. That's unbelievable. Yes, and I love that. I love that. Again,
thank
you know,
you,
folks, and I just want to make sure, yes, absolutely, our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it, and I love everything that Robin has said today on the show, and I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is incredible. So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at My Ivana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myivana.com.
Yes, www.myivana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So this part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you can actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey at that
You guys have taught us everything. I don't think I can
we
say what's
are
next.
Excited.
That's usually my question towards the end. But you've done it. So I can't wait to hear what you guys, what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big question to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving My Ivana. I'm loving it. So what are some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big book, that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I thank you completely. And your entire team at Mariana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And what
we're
team
so excited.
Started.
Yes. We're excited, and I'll tell you what's happening this year. We are doing IBS, New York.
Which IBS? You're coming to New York?
Pavilion. Yes, you have to come by and
you
spend
know what?
Time with us.
Robin, I go to IBS every single year. So I usually they're on my show. I have the director, the ED is always on my show here each year. And
I
so
love
it. Yes. So and I go every year. It's Two Thumbs Up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapy Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Awakening your style. Well, I've got to say, it's not enough that being a creative is the way that you're going to just you know, break open the success, you know, truck, if you will. It doesn't work like that. For me, it is dynamic. Having style and keeping that on the front burner, and just really unleashing that special ability, that uncanny ability that you have to connect everybody and to just make everybody feel special with their own God-given talents. And we're just happy that you're able to do that and bring it to our incredible fans around the world, literally, on this broadcast. So this is just a good way to start. Again,
coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for free, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday morning, March 19th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 6:21 if you're in the New York Central Time Zone, New York Time Zone. For folks out in the Central Time Zone, it is 5:21. Let me go ahead and bring to the line one of my amazing co-stars right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie will be on a little bit later in the morning, just a bit. Michael Hopkins comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Ooh, Michael.
Yes.
Yes, I'm bringing you in for a surprise early morning appearance.
Yes, it is.
A little bit later. But officially, good morning. It's a special day. And
yes,
super
it
excited
is.
About
yeah.
that. Yes, I've
it's
been
a
working
very
real
special
hard this
day.
Morning. Yes, I'm
oh,
very
yes.
excited. Yes. First of all, let me just officially, again, officially, as you guys heard at the top of the show, kind of welcome everybody to the broadcast. That's number one. And got a lot to say this morning. It's going to be a
oh, yes,
real
we do, Carrie.
Busy, very busy day. As you know, Michael, I think you had some things you wanted to kind of get off your chest this morning, bright and early.
Oh, very much so.
I'm going to let you take it away. Go ahead, Michael Hopkins.
Very much so.
You're live around the world.
Oh, yes. And I'd just like to give a big shout out to our fans in Houston. Yay. We are live here in Houston. And, Carrie, I am loving it. You know, and one of the things, Carrie, that I'm loving about this is that there are so many veterans in the Houston area. There's about 300,000 vets in the Houston area. And I can't wait to get down there to the Houston area and just meet and greet our veterans. And
We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to get to the whole enchilada.
Enchilada. I knew you were going to say that. The whole enchilada. I'm just so excited about Houston, Carrie.
No, I know. I can hear it in your voice. Let me tell you, I certainly share that excitement and echo that out for all the fans everywhere of the Radio Morning Show. But first, let me just officially let everybody know what's going on today. Because a lot has been out there on social media. We've been talking about folks behind the scenes. Folks are just clamoring because I've been so identified with the East Coast and New York. As you guys know, most of you, I'm born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and just like you, Michael.
Oh, yes. Philadelphia, born and raised, carry on.
Exactly. But then went off to live in New York and the West Coast, out in California, and back to New York, and all of these things. And for the last couple of decades, I've been based out of Brooklyn, New York. That is, or has become, my second home. And so I just want to say, we'll always, part of us is always there as we continue to broadcast as well from New York City. You know, we've just added an incredible base of folks who I'm just moved about. I really am. And I just have to thank so many folks who have made this happen because this goes way beyond myself. So I'm shouting out some very special folks this morning, and they kind of know who they are, but we'll get them on again and talked about and all of these wonderful things. But first, let me just say that Hair Radio Houston has really taken off. Again, so we're super excited this morning. It's my very first time really ever broadcasting from a different city outside of New York in this way. So, yeah, opening up the broadcast, and boy, oh, boy, Michael.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot to get to this moment, let me just say, for everybody who's tuned in. This has, it's a moment. It is a moment. I wanted to share that with you. Nicole Marie should be in with us in just a bit. We're expecting a special guest. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. She's expected to join us in less than about 10 minutes or so. And I'm hoping to get Nicole Marie on with her special brand a little earlier this morning. About 5 or 10 minutes or so. So about the same time. So we're looking forward to all of that that's going on. And if that's not enough, we got so much to celebrate today. Again, is it the very beginning of a new chapter at the Hair Radio Morning Show with Hair Radio Houston, which, you know, and I got to make sure that folks understand, if you're on the East Coast, it's still the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from the same time, from 6 to 9 Eastern Time. If you are out in the Central Time Zone, then we're on from 5 a.m. to 8. Folks over in Europe and Africa and all of that, you are ahead of us. So in the days to come, we'll get on all of the different time zones. We'll talk about all of that. First, I just wanted to say we're just doing some big, big things. And Nicole Marie, we're gonna just kind of let her know that our special guest, Miss Tara Renee, is going to be joining us in just a few minutes from right now. And she's I don't know if you've read or heard about it, Michael, but she is the big person in charge here for this incredible film festival, which I'm so excited about. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have her explain all about it. She's our special guest, not just today, but all week right here on the show. As her event gets underway, we're going to have her to fill us in. But first, Michael Hopkins, let me just kind of bring our partner and Nicole Marie and see if she is out there. Why don't we take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Nicole Marie and hopefully our new guest for this morning joining in for a little bit. And all morning and all week, we're really going to be celebrating the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So I don't even know where to go from it. We have so much to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So, Michael, yes, are you a little bit excited about all this?
Carrie, I am a lot excited.
Okay.
I mean, this is just, yeah, we're just blowing and going with this one. I mean, Hair Radio Houston, that's a ginormous, as you always say. It's ginormous.
Yeah.
And
all
we're going
right.
to have,
well,
I mean, we're just going to go with this.
We're going to go with it. All right. Stand by, everybody. We'll be right back. Stand by.
Eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day. Now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you got to rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it. The whole thing about do you show up with your natural hair? You know?
Did not wear braids.
The current black.
We gotta tease up on the beach.
Because
I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, March 19th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines broadcasting today from a very special place. We're coming to you live from out in Houston, Texas. Real excited. Central time zone is about 5:52. So it's bright and early, 6:52 for our East Coast listeners. Got to switch it up here this morning. Let me get on Nicole Marie. You guys know her. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. She is my longest-serving co-host and co-star right here on the show. Nicole Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you there? Okay.
I'm here.
Well, hello. It is great to have you.
Good morning.
This is historical. This is a very historical morning right here, as you just heard our colleague Michael right before the break talk a little bit about being here in Houston and getting us off the ground. And
right.
What is so amazing is we have a very special guest joining us. And Nicole Marie, we got a lot to unpack this morning. We'll be doing that in the next half hour. But first, I wanted to kind of, during our, we call it Hot Mic Live for all of our new fans. But first, we have a very special live guest, and I, I just thought it would be, you know, something very special to have Nkomli joining us a little bit earlier as our, I mean, you are the fearless fighter for women everywhere, women, children, families, and all of that, Nkomli. So
oh, yeah.
When you heard about Miss Tara Renee coming to the show at this incredible film festival, what kind of played in your mind? And then we're going to get her to join us live right here on our broadcast.
Well, Carrie, I was so excited to hear about this because I think it's a wonderful platform just to showcase just so much talent. We have so much talent in our communities. And this is
That's
just
right.
another way to just be able to showcase that talent for people to come out and share, or even online to have a virtual experience. I just think it's just wonderful, and I'm excited.
Me
we have
too.
So
okay.
just powerful and wonderful just African-American and other minority women. So I'm very excited about this film festival.
Exactly, and especially during Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month,
yes,
and we continue
is.
To celebrate
yes,
that and honor women everywhere. Well, okay, without further ado, let me just bring to the line. Now, she comes to us out of the New York area, of course, my that's kind of like home number two for me these days. But first, let me just say, Making History is our first live guest coming to us on Hair Radio Houston. And we are so welcoming, again, all over the country, all of our fans, and especially in New York. Thank them so very much. We'll talk a little bit about that throughout the broadcast. First, just going to go ahead and jump right on in. Tara Renee, are you there this morning? Are you there? Tara, good morning.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, this is on and popping this morning, as the kids say. Well, you're on with Nkomli. Nkomli comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Yes, our amazing co-star. You heard from Michael Hopkins in the first part of our show, first segment. And here I am, Carrie Hines, literally broadcasting from out in the Southwest, out in Texas. So officially, good morning and welcome.
Yeah.
Again,
welcome.
Good morning, Carrie and Nicole. What an honor and a privilege to be with you this morning. So happy to be here on your incredible show.
Oh,
so happy to have you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Tara, please, Tara Renee, tell us a little bit about what this film festival represents to you, what it means.
You know, right now it's really historical. Post-COVID, we are so excited to be hosting this live now. And it's coming at a time where I've been having conversations with talented women who have been noticing a trend that it's not so good in one sense, meaning that ever since the Supreme Court had gutted out the affirmative action, it really set off a trend of a lot of DEI, and that's diversity, equity, and inclusion departments from corporations have been just really shutting down. And so this festival, as I was told by some of the patrons and participants, means so much more to them now than ever. They feel that this is an opportunity to come and strengthen their voice and to let the world know that they are here to rise and shine. And we're just excited about it because we are able to show incredible talent. Talented films that we receive from across the nation, actually from around the world. And we also have some just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prominent industry leaders who will be coming to share their story, their insight, and their journey as to how did they come into the decision to exercise what they have, their giftings in the world of cinema. So it's going to be a very, I think, unique, powerful, definitely historical time. And we are just so excited about it and so happy to be doing this in Women's History Month, celebrating women.
Wow. Well, I'm just blown away. I really am. You know, now I've got to say, coming from a male perspective, I could have missed this somewhere, Tara, just Tara Renee, looking at some of this information that's out there about this incredible event. You've been doing it for like almost a quarter of a century. Sounds real old, but a long time. You've been doing it for a long, long time. So now, what was the real origins of this? How did this whole, you know, where did this whole concept come from? It's like, and please help me if I missed that somehow. But where did it come from?
Sure. Well, you know, when I was growing up, I had no idea that I would even be in the industry. I always loved it, but I just never thought I would be in it. And one day I had gotten a call from a casting director. And for those who may not know, you know, who a casting director is, this is someone that's hired either by a production company or a film studio to hire talent to participate in their films or film projects. And so this particular motion picture company was looking for a tall African-American, a woman, not a size zero for an un-5 role. Under five roles, under five lines. And so when I got to the audition site and opened the door and saw about 1,000 women that fit the bill, I was shocked. Immediately, I recognized the lack of opportunity that exists. And the advocacy just rose up in me. And just being so young, I wanted to just be an immediate solutionist and say, I have to create jobs. I have to create jobs for these women. And later I found out that I am a descendant of a civil rights leader from the 1800s. But I immediately went and began having conversations, and I had a conversation with this one young lady, and out of that was birthed supposedly a one-time event, and I said, okay, I'll call it African American Woman in Cinema. So when we launched it, women from everywhere showed up, and I said, wow, I didn't realize the need in this essence, meaning that creating a space where this type of talent can come and share and network and showcase their work. And so hence was born the African American Woman in Cinema organization. But the program evolved to a film festival, a full-blown film festival. And we have not looked back since.
Wow. You have not. Nicole, I've just been kind of taking over the convo this morning. I know you have had some things you wanted to kind of say a little bit. Please go right ahead and jump on in. Nicole Marie out in Water Valley, Mississippi. You're on with Tara Renee.
Well, here at the Hair Radio Show, I'm all about girl power, this girls and women, them making the connections, encouraging each other, inspiring each other. So this is another reason why I'm so excited about your organization and this film festival. So my first question is, for a young girl or a young woman that is interested in breaking into all areas of cinema that your organization represents, what advice do you have for them for making connections with your organization and with others that can help them to, whether it's mentor them, just give them advice on the way to go?
Yeah, that's a, thank you, Nicole Marie. That's a great, great question. So there's a couple things. Number one, certainly now that we live in the informational age, you know, you can definitely go to Google and just learn more about exactly what it is that you would like to do. But I always tell people, you know, it's always a good idea when these type of programs come into existence to come and attend. And if you can, be a part of the organization. We do have an opportunity where we have a first-tier membership, which is complimentary, and that put you on our eBlast mailing list so that you are aware of the programs that we have coming up. We have a contact email that you can reach out. But when we do these type of programs, we encourage people to come and network. Network is a powerful, powerful tool where you can meet individuals who are in the industry that you're looking to go into. We definitely have programs where we like to share detailed information. We are looking to relaunch our mentorship program. So that's another reason to join complimentary. And so that way you'll be in the queue to know when that will be happening again. And that's what I did. I mean, I went to every film event that I could. I studied about the film industry as much as I could. And it really took me places. I ended up being a producer on a film project that ended up in one of the biggest Hollywood film festivals in the world. And it kept going from there.
Wonderful. Wow. Wonderful.
Well, listen.
Well, also,
yeah,
I
go
see
ahead.
With the information that you have about the film festival, over the 3 days, you're going to have so many panels and screenings and so forth. And I see you have a virtual experience. So in that virtual experience, will someone have the opportunity to see everything that you're offering during those 3 days and have a chance to contact anyone from the festival?
Well, the virtual experience is an addition to the festival. It's four programs, and one is a screenwriter's workshop. One is a discussion on colorism in film and television. And another program is a keynote panel on women of color in comedy from stage to screen. And the fourth program are our next generation of filmmakers. And so the first three that I made mention is available to the Festival Pass All Access holders. And the fourth program of the next generation of filmmakers is accessible to any attendee of the film fest. And, yes, they can definitely contact us through the website, and I can certainly give that email address out as well, which is info@aawic.org.
Okay.
Thank you.
So let me jump on in, and awesome job. Great questions, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi this morning. Listen,
thanks.
Our very special guest, yes, awesome job. So hold on, Tara, I've got to ask you, Ms. Tara Renee, and I just got to say, I just love your name. It's not T-A-R-A, which a lot of folks probably misspell out there, but T-E-R-R-A, and Tara Renee, which I just love it. Now, very unique and original. I'm kind of thinking it's not just a coincidence. So, again, our special guest this morning. Now, Sarah, how can folks buy tickets, get tickets? We want everybody to support this incredible
film
festival.
Definitely.
So, please, tell everybody. Give us this is your time. Let everybody know this morning.
Wonderful. Well, Carrie, I'm very pleased to offer to your listeners a unique opportunity that we've created and with your support for the festival. So right now we have a festival all-access pass. This will enable anyone to be able to enjoy all the festivities live, plus the virtual experience. The three programs that I made mention of, that's part of the experience for the festival all-access pass holders. If you come to the event, which will be held at LaGuardia Community College in Queens, New York, then it comes with a gift bag that's sponsored by Miss Jessie's incredible hair care company. And also, again, network in person and have some other goodies. So the initial price for the all-access pass that will give you all these entries is $175. But because you all are listening today.
On Hair Radio, Houston and Hair Radio New York and everywhere else. Wow.
Here we go. we're offering a huge discount, and it's with the support of Carrie. And so it will be 50% off the $175.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
yes. And that's because of Mr. Carrie's support and your show support. So we really appreciate you all so, so much.
That's awesome.
And so if you go to www.aawic.org, and then you're going to, you'll be right at the homepage, and then you will see where it says Festival All Access. I'm sorry, festival information. You click on that. And when you click on that, it's going to take you directly to the festival page. And there you'll be able to access the festival or access pass. You click on that and you put in the discount code of Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, 2-4, which stands for year 24. And you'll be able to experience your 50% discount off of the $175 all-access pass, and you'll be able to experience this entire program.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for extending that.
Yeah.
How great, Tara. Yes, Tara Renee. Listen, we're going to you're going to be here all week. So we want folks to know, and firstly, we just wanted to kind of roll you on out a little bit this morning as we launch a new chapter in the Hair Radio Morning Show's history and our own history right here. And what better way to do that than to talk about your incredible event happening over 3 days. So, yes, I love this. So the website, again, aawic.org.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking with the incredible Miss Tara Renee, African-American Women in Cinema. Okay, so this is a great in some festival again. So listen, we're going to have you back. So Thursday, now you're going to be with us, Tara Renee, for the entire hour. We've got you on tap. For the entire hour.
Wonderful.
Yes. So this is going to be nice. Now, on Thursday, you'll be with us in our spotlight hour, which comes up. It's our third hour of the day. So for folks out on the East Coast and, say, the New York area and all of that, it'll be on at 8 a.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock if you're in the Central Time Zone, like I am out here in Houston. For Hillary. So we're real excited about that. Yes. And perhaps tomorrow on Wednesday, you'll be able to just drop on in. Eugene Davis will be with us as well. And just a whole host of folks coming in this week to kind of usher in a new chapter, as I mentioned. of Hair Radio. So all exciting things ahead. So Tara, did you kind of like a little bit of popping in this morning?
I loved it. I love it. You all are so amazing, Terry and Nicole. What a way to spend the morning.
So glad to have you. Thank you so much.
And this is just
thank
the beginning.
You, thank you.
Yeah, we just love it. You're doing something special. So keep
on doing
what you're doing, right? Yes. And I salute. Yeah, because, you know, what I feel is that it's welcoming to everybody and your messaging is just on point. So you keep on going, and this is just the beginning.
Yes.
So and to get my team in, because Michael kind of helped to kick off at the very top of the hour. Michael Hopkins, who usually doesn't come in until much later mid-show. Nicole Marie is in early this morning for our special guest, of course, Ms. Tara Renee. We just had to just kind of get up a little, even myself got up a little earlier out here to welcome and talk about this wonderful happening at the end of the week. So really good stuff. So you'll be back. Hopefully you'll drop in tomorrow at sometime during the broadcast, maybe mid-show, maybe the third hour, if you will, just to kind of pop in and say, continue this talk that will get folks in to this film festival. Again, it's historic in its own right, and we can't wait to talk more about it with you, Ms. Tara Renee. Okay,
yes.
So we've got a lot to look forward
thank
to.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. I certainly look
no.
forward to it, and I will be here. Really appreciate you all so much, and love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
well,
you
we
so
also
much.
Want to shout out Mr. Steve, who is just the man of many plans. He just makes so many things happen. We just love him out
yes,
there. So give him my best. And all the folks, we just appreciate you so much. Well, listen, Tara, we're going to hear
you
from you tomorrow. Yeah, so we'll be talking about this event throughout our entire show today and, like I said, for the rest of the week here. So get your tickets. One more big push for folks to get their tickets and go to your website, give all that social media, whatever you want to send folks off with today knowing about this film festival, please. One more big push. Tara Renee, take it away.
Yes, thank you so much. You can get your festival all access pass with the support of Kerry and his amazing show. You can now get the entire pass at a 50% discount by going to our website, aawic.org, and going to the festival information, clicking on Festival All Access Pass, and putting in your code Kerry, that's KERRI24. And you get to secure that. And we also, you can follow us on our Instagram, which is AAWIC underscore. And also on the website, we have a newsletter called Festival Daily that's going to be bringing interviews of participants and highlights of the upcoming festival. So we are just very, very excited for this historical time. And we would love to see all of you there experiencing the rich talent that will be participating this year.
It's no better than that. All right. Outstanding. Tara, we'll see you back here soon. Ms. Tara Renee right here on our broadcast this whole week, our very special guest. So great job today, right, Nicole Marie? Awesome.
Yes, wonderful,
right.
Wonderful. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Yes,
thank
stay
you,
with us,
everybody.
Awesome job. We'll be right back.
Around me, 'cause you know it. Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
But I want to find out also, whose shoulders has he been standing on? So we're going to ask him that question as we welcome Eugene Davis. Eugene, you're on with Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, and, of course, Dr. Bernard Evans. And good morning
good
to
morning.
You, Eugene
good
Davis.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Dr. Evans. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. Okay.
It sounds like the Waltons here. Okay. Good morning.
Yeah. How about that?
So to answer your question,
okay.
I guess
First
and foremost, I stand on the shoulders of God. And secondly, yes. I stand on the shoulders of my mentor, which is Dr. Bernard Evans, who has supported me for over 25 years in my career.
Unbelievable.
Has opened the door and has shown me things that, you know, no one else would have shown me coming into this business very naive. And he just always had this superior work ethic and something I always admired. And he has always guided me and brought out my talents, the best in me, and he believed in me more than I believed in myself most of the time. But, you know,
wow.
It's been constructive criticisms. It's been just showing me how to be a businessman, how to he led me into how to be a great father. He taught me how to just be a great hairstylist and how to get my name out there, what it's about to be branding, what it is about to be a entrepreneur, a merchandiser. You name it, he's done it. He's shown me the way. And I'm so grateful to that, and I'm grateful to God for bringing him in my life when he did. And everything has this, and this is the season that I'm standing on his shoulders to support Beaufy Global and all the projects that come, because just like he taught me, I want to give back also with this project and teaching and educating the future professionals that are going to come up in this business.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, March 19th of 2024. So, listen, I'm so excited to just kind of have you guys with us this morning. Very, very special morning that we're broadcasting from Houston, Texas. My first time ever in the history of almost 1,000 broadcasts coming to you out of Houston. So we just got a lot to get started this morning. So let me bring back to the airwaves. You guys have been listening to her this morning. She's on with an incredible guest live this morning, and we are just so happy. So again, welcome back to the airwaves, my longest-serving co-star in the history. And I'm saying this, I'm going to get, we'll talk a little bit about it, but let me just get Nicole Marie on. Nicole Marie, welcome,
good morning,
welcome, good morning. Happy
again.
Mid-show.
Happy mid-show, Gary, and
yes,
all of our fans
you.
Out there. Good yes, morning.
Yes, big stuff here today. So this is
big
news. And I'm real excited. Hey, you know what, Nicole Marie, let's see. Now, Michael is, we're going to get him in just for a minute. I think it'll be good to have everybody on, as this is a historic day for us. Michael usually comes in about 25 minutes or so after the hour. But, Michael, I hope you're listening out there. We're going to just grab you and kind of shake you a little bit this morning, a little earlier. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I am grabbed.
Hello,
shaken
Michael.
But not stirred. Hello, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes. And Michael, good morning to you and Nicole Marie, all of the Hair Radio Morning Show fans worldwide. We love you. We appreciate everybody from our incredible military and veterans and all of that, and fans everywhere, especially our hair community, our civic folks, and everybody. We just love you, and thank you for being a part of this experience. Hey, I wanted to have you both on because normally we, you know, we kind of do a little pass off here in the morning, but today is
really
special. So coming to you live for the very first time, this is my first time ever unpacking the broadcast somewhere else.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In almost 1,000 shows.
Oh, yes.
That's
this
wonderful.
Was quite,
so exciting.
It has been a journey, let me just say. This
yes,
is not
it
something,
has.
That I can, you know, just say that I'm taking it lightly. I love being able to talk to you guys about all of this and just say, wow. Absolutely. Like, we have that little clip that says, I'm bringing the wow. Yes, I'm bringing the wow with this. We are
bringing the wow.
Yes.
Yes, and I really mean that. Just incredible. Now, I got to say, let me just first thank you, and they may be listening to the broadcast, and if not, we'll play this back for them. But some folks that I just have to say, I would have never been able to make this moment possible for Hair Radio Houston, for Hair Radio, New York, for all that we're doing. You know, we've got some incredible supporters out there, in addition to my amazing co-stars, Nicole Marie and the incredible Michael Hopkins, of course.
Oh, yes.
So we appreciate you guys. That goes without saying, but I do need to say it. So in addition to you guys, we have not just our wonderful fans, again, worldwide fans, but that we just love and appreciate, but also folks like, I've just got to go ahead and put it on out there, Miss LaDonna and Mr. Robert and so many folks who have just, I owe them just the world just for helping us to make the transition possible.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So LaDonna's been on our show. We're going to try to get her back soon and all of that. And just some folks that you're going to meet here that you've not met before in this space. So
right.
Really good stuff. And this is just, I'm blown away. I'm almost, it's real hard to make me speechless, as you guys know. But right? Oh, well, Michael, we're not going to say a word on that line. You're right there with me. So, real good stuff. And I just want to say this at the beginning. Anything that you guys want to add, Nicole Marie, why don't you, you know, if you have some more some things you want to say, this is your time and space.
I am just excited for what is to come for the Hair Radio Morning Show. I am just blown away with Houston. I think it's a wonderful addition to the broadcast. And I look forward to the opportunity to learn and grow and just be able to meet people that are there and just expand just what we're doing, Gary and Michael.
Yeah.
I'm just excited.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Well, we welcome you, Nicole Marie. And Michael Hopkins, what about yourself, who is also the host of Vet Talk Radio? We're going to talk about Vet Talk coming up, especially in the next half hour or so. But what do you want to say this morning? Again, Michael, you helped us to literally open the show this morning, one of the first voices heard on this broadcast today. What would you like to say?
Wow, Carrie, it's only one thing I can say. I'm coming to Houston. Need
okay,
I say
okay.
more?
Thank you. Okay. No, we got you. We got you, sir. And you're welcome, of course. And everybody, all the fans, we just love you out here. So I just want to say first, yeah, for me, Nicole Marie, I got to say, you're in the Central Time Zone. I'm here as well in the Central Time Zone. For me, this is a challenge, this 40, because this is very different.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, something I didn't realize that that was going to be really tricky. It's really tricky trying to remember what time it is in every place.
Different
my God. Yes, how did you do it all this time, Nicole Marie? How on earth did you do it?
Well, Carrie. Just like everything else I do, I just, plan for it and make it happen. And it's not easy. It is definitely an adjustment.
Ooh-wee.
So
I didn't count on that.
It gets better, though. It gets over time, it gets better. But it is definitely an adjustment.
Yeah, there was a lot to do. Just getting our show together this morning, getting on the air, being able to make announcements about the time and recognize what comes on and when it comes on. And, you know, this is going to be incredible. But I just want to say it's well worth it. It's worth the effort, folks.
Certainly is.
Yeah, I want to say,
but it is an adjustment. But you're
going
to get there,
Gary. It
is
a definite adjustment. And I just want to say, again, to all the folks in Houston, we love you. We appreciate you welcoming us.
We do.
Opening up your door for
very
the folks at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is just the beginning. And we're not forgetting that we're heading to 1,000 episodes. Today's our 967.
Marching hard.
Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
967. That's a lot.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah, but we are we're getting
wonderful.
There.
So,
yeah. Yeah. So we'll
we're
be
have
there
to celebrate
soon.
In Houston.
Well, we will be.
Man, very much so.
Yes.
I got my knife and fork, and I've got my bib, so I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
I think this is going to be just fantastic. I really do. Now, I want to remind folks, we've got a few announcements. Don't forget, coming up on Cinco de Mayo. I'm not sure if you guys remember what's happening with Cinco de Mayo. Oh.
Cinco de Mayo, get set,
yeah.
Atlanta.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Get Atlanta is really taking off. So that's coming up. We are still planning to be down in Atlanta, Georgia, which was put into place, and we're so excited. It's really about safety at the salons. It's about hair talk and so much more. We got special guests joining us, and it's happening at a very special location. It's an indoor farmer's market. I want to remind everybody it's May 5th. All the event the details are available at eventbrite.com. So that's eventbrite.com. So it's at eventbrite.com. There are free tickets available there. If you wish to have a VIP ticket, then there's a little cost associated with that. But you're supporting an amazing group of folks, and we just appreciate you. So listen, that's coming up on May 5th of 2024. Again, it's Get Set Atlanta, and that stands for Safety and Salon Emergency Training, and Safety or Shop Emergency Training as well. So all of the above. And thank you so much. So I'm excited about that, too. That's coming up again on May 5th. Are you guys excited about that? I mean, we have a little time to go. But
oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So excited.
All right. Yes, it is. Now, Nicole Marie, I just, you know, today is a little different. As we begin this new, again, I think the best way to say it is a new chapter. Here at Hair
Radio. Right.
Oh, yes.
So,
definitely.
Right. So,
an exciting
yeah,
chapter.
It is an exciting chapter. And we're still doing this big thing where we talk about hair and beauty. We're going to get you. That's never going to leave us. We're always going to be hair and beauty talk. So we've got some things coming up as well throughout the week. But getting it kicked off with Ms. Tara Renee, anything you want to add to what Ms. Tara's efforts were this morning, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
Because you did a
such
great
a
job.
Such a pleasure. Thank you. Such a pleasure to speak with Ms. Tara Renee this morning. So excited to learn so much about the African-American women in cinema. Oh, Carrie, I'm so excited. I just love
yeah.
the platform and love what they stand
Me
for,
too.
Just to be able to showcase just amazing talent.
Me too. I'm thinking they're great. All right. Well, listen, and Michael, like I said, you kicked off this morning, guys. We are rocking and rolling. Now, Nicole Marie, about this time, and just let me also officially say, Michael, you'll be back in certainly to talk in the next half hour. You're going to be really coming in and filling us in what's happening later this morning in our third hour on Vet Talk Radio. It's all live this morning, so we're going to have some fun, and I'm looking forward to the topic. We'll get into that in just a bit. But every day this time, about this time, for you guys just joining us today, you're not quite sure what happens here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to just say thank you for tuning in. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Again, I have to say, Nicole Marie, you are in Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael is in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and I am here in Houston, Texas today, and we are super, super excited to be talking to everybody from these, I'm going to just say, our wonderful location. So really, really great to have you guys with us. But each day you fill the, you get us kicked off with inspirational talk, Nicole Marie, is what I'm driving at this morning.
Right.
And today is no different. If anything, it's even more so that we are looking for that inspiration to kind of get us through our mornings right here.
Exactly.
On the front. Yeah, so it's really, really key. Now, each day, you know, and I know you've got something all lined up for us that's very, very special. We put together a little theme that talks about the inspiration that you bring with hope of the day. So let's take a listen, and then I'm going to turn it on over to Nicole Marie. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
Okay, by Patrick Lindsay, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. Okay, Nicole Marie, let's take it away. What do you have on tap for hope for us today?
The hope for today is ignore the shortcut. It's so tempting to cut corners, but often it ends up being destructive. Take the time. Do it right. Do the hard work. Reap the full reward. Back to you, Carrie.
Now, this one I can say as if I have written it myself. and then I'm going to chime in and get Michael's input as well. But no, I think Patrick hit it correct on this one. Ignore the shortcut. Listen, there is no such thing as a shortcut. It's like a mythical unicorn in business. Now, maybe in ball games and things like that and other stuff I don't know about, but in terms of business and being an entrepreneur, there is no shortcut. It is something that is a myth. You've got to do the work.
Wow.
If you're looking for some kind of payoff. So, I mean, that's the way I see it. So take the time, as Nicole Marie just said. And, yeah, absolutely do the work. And listen, folks, one other thing on that. Stop chasing the money. If you're doing the work, the money will be there. So that's my
advice.
Nicole Marie. So first let's ask Michael, and then we'll circle back to you, Nicole Marie. But yeah, Michael, what do you want to say about this?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole, and Marie, you mean to tell me that I can't do shortcuts and make 11 gazillion dollars in 10 days and all that? You mean to work a foolish thing like that, right? That four-letter word, W-O-R-K. So why not do it the right way? You know, if you do it the right way, guess what you don't have to do? You don't have to go back and fix something that you did wrong. If you do it right the first time, you don't have to worry about all that stuff. And like you said, Carrie, I see so many people, they chase after that 11 gazillion dollars. Why not do the service correctly with people? If you do the service right, people will come to you. You get a reputation of excellence. Sound like a plan to me.
I think so. Nicole, how do you feel about this whole topic this morning?
Well, I feel like you need to start out with a plan. Have a plan. Your plan, not someone else's plan that you're trying to copycat. Start out with your plan. Do the work, and the success is going to come to you. You can't chase all the, I'm chasing this money. No, if you're doing something that you love and you have a plan to succeed, you're going to get there. Just don't give up. Keep chipping away at it, and you're going to get there.
Wow. Well, it gets no better than that. You know, stop looking for the shortcut, folks. You know, please. I mean, I love what you had to say, and I thank you so much because I've been wanting to get that across to everybody. Avoid those shortcuts. Now, my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, is all about that and, you know, doing the work and things that you can do. So there's the shortcut. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You need to get it. It's out there on Amazon. And that's the only shortcut I know. Nicole,
how
Marie,
about this?
Michael, I'm just loving it this morning. Outstanding, Nicole Marie, as always, right here on the show. Michael, we're going to talk about that. Boy, have we got some talk to get into this morning. And again, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, now from Houston, Texas, as well, and our broadcast partners in New York, also out in Virginia and Mississippi, as well as everywhere across the country and the diaspora across the continent of Africa. So really, really exciting. And to everybody all over, really. We have folks in the UK and down in Australia, and shouting out Mo Warren in Nigeria, and Ebenezer out in Ghana, and to Catherine down Rondebel down in Australia.
Wow.
So many folks across the country. Yeah, well, we're doing it up here. We're
yeah.
doing it up. Okay, so listen, I'm going to get us on to some music. We'll be right back. You stay with us for much more this morning. Stay with us.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. People in the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. Girls eat nothing, she says. Beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Oh,
get set. Michael Hopkins, let me be the very first to talk about this, and I'm so excited because this is a conversation I've been looking forward to having, and it really is about getting set, and that's S period E period T. That's S-E-T. So let's kind of dig into this because we're really talking about health and safety at the salons and barbershops and businesses in general out there.
Oh, yeah.
So what let's kind of delve into this. So what exactly is Get Set? And again, it really has to do with safety at the shops. And that's what it really stands for. Salons, emergency training, and or,
right.
in this case, talk. So Michael, what comes to mind when you think about safety at shops, just in general?
Well, in general, Carrie, just safety is so paramount that you have safety in the workplace. It's paramount. And it consists of so much. And that's why I'm so glad that we're talking about this. This is a very important topic.
I agree. And folks want to know why is it so important? Well, I have to say, because this is something, it's a new day. And there was a period of time where maybe we didn't have to be so concerned about our security when we were at our favorite hair salon or barbershop. But that day has kind of gone by. And what we're kind of left now with is just making certain that we have salons and barbershops with adequate, beyond adequate security measures and
right.
procedures in place. And so that's kind of where we are today in terms of talking about it. Exactly what can you do if you are faced with an emergency at your shop? And,
Very much so.
Yeah. So, Michael, what should one be thinking about at their shop? And how should we break this down for hairstylists and barbers and shop owners who may have never thought about having to be concerned about their personal safety or the safety of their customers? What would you say to them?
Wow, Carrie. One of the first things that I would say to anyone who owns that type of establishment, or any type of establishment actually, Carrie, is be aware of your surroundings. That's the first thing. Let's be aware of our surroundings. Situational awareness. Many times people are not paying attention. As you know, Carrie, we're in the age now of a lot of these electronic devices. We're in that age now where these things are practically glued to us.
Sure.
And unfortunately and regrettably, we're so dependent upon these devices, we get mesmerized with them. We all do it. And when you get mesmerized with these devices, you kind of lose track of the world around you and the people around you. And as you so, you know, in the beginning of this, Carrie Hines, as you so eloquently put it, we're in an age now that you have to pay attention.
You just have to.
You don't have a choice anymore. Yes, it was a time where, you know, people were kinder and it was okay. But nowadays, you have to pay attention. That's the number one thing. If I was to say anything to anybody,
okay, so
pay attention.
I like what you said about the situational awareness. So that means
right.
knowing what's happening around you in basic terms. And
yes.
So that means kind of putting that cell phone down and kind of always being observant. And if you are scrolling to the right or scrolling up and down or sliding to the right or whatever it is, then please just make sure of what's going on at the shop or wherever you are. Remember, emergencies can happen at the least likely time. So, you know, you just have to always kind of, you know, you don't have to be, you know, scared or anything, but just be, you know, on guard, you know, in case you need to take further action, which we're going to talk about.
Just in case. You know, one of the things, you know, Carrie, one of the things also that can people should develop, and we're going to talk about this, you know, a lot more extensively, is learning how to scan the area that you're in.
Very important. Now, you're talking externally, because I was just kind of alluding to inside the shop. But I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, outside, and there are so many things and measures that we're going to, like Michael said, really elaborate as we kind of move along with this, because this is not a one and done type conversation. We're just beginning to kind of peel back the layers so that you can really understand how important this is. This is just the beginning of many of these health and security conversations that we are going to have through our Hair Radio Get Set program. So I'm happy to talk about it. But again, like you said, Michael, externally. So when you talk about externally, the first thing that jumps in my mind are like cameras.
Very much so, Carrie. Cameras, believe it or not, cameras can deter crime.
Wow.
You know, people sometimes don't think that, Carrie, but cameras can deter crime. And
what about the signs?
Yeah.
So how does that work? So what I would suggest, if you know, definitely cameras, you know, outside the shop and kind of obvious, and make it kind of obvious, and or post a big old sign that says this premises is watched by cameras in many places. Some cameras you see, others you don't.
You don't. And 24/7 and, you know, whatever.
All of that.
All of that.
Yeah.
And it helps. It helps. Statistics.
Sure.
You know, Carrie, statistics, when you study crime and, you know, statistics bear this out, that it's little things that a shop owner, a business owner can do that will deter crime. We used to have a saying when I was in the military, when I was in law enforcement, when I was in security, when I was in that type of world, is that you have different types of targets, we would call them. And you have what they call soft targets, and you have hard targets.
Yeah.
And, just when you have certain things, and, you know, and as you and I have been saying, we're going to go all out in this, because this is a very important target.
I agree,
but
Michael.
I agree. Yeah, just
now,
folks, ideas.
Absolutely. Now, we were just saying about the cameras externally. Of course, now, there's a lot of ways that you can look at it and not just have the cameras externally. You can have the cameras internally, inside the buildings areas. When I remember starting out, to have cameras set up used to cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, it did.
That's what it was in the old days. Nowadays,
yeah, it was a fortune.
You can get a good camera system for probably $30. So it's really, the price has come down drastically.
Very much so.
Right? And you can have cameras in all the locations and areas.
Michael,
I just want to drive home this point about that, because remember we said earlier that externally, by what can deter that is a sign that says some of the cameras are visible. others are not, because that's going to make them also think twice that they can come into your shop and look for the cameras and destroy them. They may not even know what is the camera. So that is the other point I wanted to make. So have them outside and inside. And one other important part about that, Michael, God forbid any type of occurrence and anything that threatens your security, remember that your neighbors, what you want to do also, get your neighbors to understand and participate that each of you should have cameras that can also overlap the areas that we're talking about.
In front of interlocking cameras. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
And
that'd be perfect.
That's a great way. You talk about where they will think not just two times. They'll be thinking three and four times about
give
doing
or take,
anything at your location because of the chance that the camera's going to, either your camera or one of your neighbor's cameras will pick up the impropriety. That's just some of the things that when it comes to things that can prevent these types of occurrences with regards to safety at your shop.
You know something else too, Carrie, about the cameras. And as you said, the cost has gone down so much with the camera equipment, and the quality has gone up. The resolution, the resolution of a lot of these cameras for the cost is just amazing.
Right, compared to the way
it really
was.
Is compared to it was just 10 years ago. Just 10 years ago,
five. Even.
But a lot of these, even five. Some of the high resolution cameras, even with the dark, they can make it look like it's daytime. So you can't help but.
Yeah.
If you had to turn anything over to law enforcement, they couldn't help but identify somebody because of the great resolution of a lot of these cameras.
Absolutely. And, Michael, since we talk about what can deter a would-be criminal or someone who doesn't mean any good, who sees you inside your shop or sees clients or what have you, remember that you always want to have windows and things that are kind of unobstructed so that people can always see what's happening inside the shop. That's important. I've always believed that and advocate for that. But again, use good judgment. So you got to use your good judgment. The other thing, Michael, that we kind of did not talk about on the air, but I think is so important, and that is if you need or feel that it's warranted, you have a big shop, maybe a security guard. Just maybe a security guard can also deter, potentially or possibly deter, criminal activity happening at your
Also, Carrie,
you
could a shop owner could also have off-duty law enforcement. In the shop also.
The security. Yes. That's correct.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends who do that kind of thing. And I think that is absolutely amazing. But this is something that is really great. Now, the security guards, it's up to you to make the determination where your comfort level is with whether or not they will be armed, and there are all kinds of legalities and things that you can easily find out in your state what
very
happens
much.
And how to do so. But again, having that visual deterrent, a body or two saying, hold it, what are you doing, might be the way for you to go. So that's something to certainly consider. Now, Michael, I've got to say, I just love this conversation. And again,
excellent conversation.
Yes, and this is all about our Hair Radio and our program called Get Set. And SET stands, again, for Salon Emergency Training. And that's really about preparedness, being ready for just about anything. And I really love that. And just even talking about it and kind of planting a seed will help,
right,
or could potentially help you,
right,
in the time that you need it to help you. And so that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, what I was going to say also, Carrie, many of the local law enforcement agencies,
yeah,
actually have programs where they will send an officer out to your business and they
a
will...
wellness check.
Right. Pretty much, right. They'll come out. They can look through your business. They can point out things that could be a potential problem as far as, you know, criminal activity. And, I mean, it's, you know, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a different,
yeah,
type of wellness check. But, yeah, that's a,
yeah,
great idea.
Well, you know, yeah, and some of them, they will do internal, external checks, you know, with,
yeah,
your security and all that good
just
stuff.
Give you some tips, right?
And, some, yeah, they'll give you some helpful tips.
I love that idea. Now, Michael, there are all kinds of firms. And here's my advice. You know, just be aware as the owner. You may not have a big budget where you can hire, you know, this fancy-dancy security firm to come in and do a whole bunch,
right,
of training. So you've got to take a lot of what you hear here at on our special presentation. We're also working on rolling out podcasts and a whole bunch of other things that we'll share with you in the days
very
to come, right? But I think
oh,
some of
very
the
much
things,
so.
Yeah, I think this is again the first step on, and I'm just loving it.
Right.
Okay.
First
now,
step. You're right, Carrie. You're absolutely
step.
Right. This is the first step.
Now, speaking of first steps, to me, having a conversation, since you are the shop owner, you may be also a hairstylist or a barber or at any kind of company for that much. The first thing as the person in charge, you want to lead with a conversation to me with your team, your staff, the folks who are helping your business, who may be customer facing. Or not. So if
very
somebody comes
so.
In, you know, that's something that's really super important. And Michael, just to quickly go back, just while we were talking about external things that could deter crime and all of that, you know, from them coming inside the shop, I just wanted to make sure that we also remind everybody, that again, making sure that the door, the type of door can also deter someone from coming because they can't get in.
Very much so.
In. So once
very
they know
so.
That, right, that you have a
oh,
buzzer,
yes.
They call it a buzzer, on your door so that you have to be buzzed in. And I think that can help. Am I right, Michael, with
very much so. Very much so. They have to be buzzed in and buzzed out, Carrie. That is a big deterrent. That's a big deterrent. Because, sure, you could get, you know, somebody get in, they can do a crime, but if you can't get out, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. And so that's kind of a good barometer as well. Just remember, I love that idea about having to buzz people in and out of your location. And also having it set up where maybe there's a two-step entry so they can
right.
get to the first door but not the second door. And also, just even if you are able to do a business, most folks may not be able to sustain a shop on folks who only book by appointment. You need that extra dollar, so to speak, as this is, you know, from folks walking in. So managing to, you know, service walk-in clients. Well, see, that's where this kind of thing can get out of hand sometime with regards to safety concerns. So you kind of have to weigh where your comfort level is with all of this, and I think it's important. But,
oh, it's very important,
right?
Carrie. It's very important, Karen.
We're going to continue to talk about those conversations with educating your staff and customers and all of that. But first, before we get there, I wanted to kind of talk with you a moment because you really come out of that realm of security and training. So let's talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins. Can you share with everybody the importance of security training in general and some of your experience?
Oh, yes, sir, very much so. Security training, it is so important. It's essential that if you have a staff, if you have just a staff of one or two people, security training in itself is so very important. You always want to, you know, Carrie, the training part of security, just understanding how things work, understanding about your surroundings, understanding about how to watch people, how to understand how to ratchet up when you have a situation, an escalating situation, and then how to ratchet it down.
Exactly.
All of that is so, it's so important to understand that stuff. 'Cause we're dealing with the public, Carrie. There's one thing that I learned in over the 20 years that I was in the security realm is that I learned how to deal with the public, with people, and I learned how to observe people. That's the key.
Yeah,
you learn how to watch and observe people. Also,
exactly.
You develop, you know, another thing too, Carrie, that is very good to develop, listening skills. Developing listening skills when you're dealing with people.
I say
you
use
begin
all of the senses that you
all
can.
The sight, hearing, smell.
Exactly.
You know, just
whatever it takes, Michael Hopkins.
Yep.
And remember,
paying attention.
Folks,
yes.
Paying attention, important.
Yes.
So it kind of reminds me and goes back to having those conversations. You're wondering, how do you start? You understand all of this. You've already kind of got the wonderful security measures in place outside your shop. You've taken the next steps of having things set up with security cameras on the inside, possibly a guard. And again, you know, thinking about where utilizing the booking in advance type idea or the, you know, no walk-in, where the cash flow is not just, you don't have a big piles of cash sitting there in your shop where someone's thinking they could just walk on in and, you know, and take it off your hands. So what you want to do is really think about that. And again, if you are going to do walk-ins and you've got cash just sitting around, make sure that you have some kind of process, in my opinion, to get it off premises. You know, that's what I believe in. I just get it off premises as quickly as I can. You know, and have very little cash on hand. And try to utilize electronic, like Michael said, we're in a new age where there's a lot of gadgets and things like that. So people and persons can prepay using credit cards or ATM cards and things like that. And so I just think that can make all the difference with regards to your security and safety. So
yes,
conversations
it does, Carrie.
With your team members, conversations with your customers, it's time to get them on board with your safety plan.
Very much
and
so.
Again,
you know another thing too, Carrie.
What's that?
Practice.
Yes. So that sounds just, you know, creating a plan and reviewing that plan with your team and customers and literally doing some drills. You know
there
that
you
word,
go.
Michael Hopkins.
Yep, doing those drills. Yes, sir. I know that word very well.
I thought
very
you
well.
Yes.
Oh,
now, remember, that conversations can be reinforced with designing pamphlets, can be, you know, with little, all kinds of little sheets and little documents and any little thing that can help them. And not only that, remember you can put posters on your wall that can remind individuals about being safe. So there are many steps that you can take that's going to help, you know, keep safety and security in front and center in the minds of yourself, your staff, your customers and clients. So good stuff.
You know, and you know, Carrie, it could even come down to we have certain words that we say when we know there's danger.
Exactly.
Certain
safety
phrases
words
that we
call
say. Safety words. Right. Right. Oh, and you know something else too, Carrie.
What's that, Michael?
We have a safe place to go to.
If you
when
are
there's
safe
danger.
And
right.
You know what? Provided that you have the space, but even if you don't have the space, these are still things that you need to decide and speak with your team about. And as Michael said, I think, the safety words, those are, that's a really good thing to remember as well. And don't forget, folks, like you said earlier, you've got to revisit this. So even if you have the best plan, you want to revisit this every chance you get. Maybe even kind of, you know, quiz your colleagues inside the shop and, remind them and do flashcards and stuff, because you kind of have to remember to keep this information fresh. Now, one of the types of emergencies that I want to remind you guys out there about, and that's being trained when it comes to not so much some kind of external, break-in or anything like that, but a person who might be in some kind of cardiac distress type situation. And this is why it's important to learn all about providing two-handed, I call it CPR, first aid, and also utilizing those AEDs, Michael, that can help the defibrillators, and they can help to resuscitate someone who is in cardiac arrest. And so these are all kinds of things that I'm so excited to be a part of, and we encourage you to just kind of keep it right here throughout all of our wonderful communications and our platforms, and we will tell you more about how these this wonderful new area for you guys to at least to
very
tune in and get a whole bunch from what we're talking about. So, Michael, that's
very much
kind of at least part one of this, to kind of begin to have these conversations. We're going to be kind of breaking it down, exploring this even more so. It can get set. If that's all you can remember, remember the line.
Get
emergency
set. That's right.
All right. Well, I'm Carrie Hines again, with Michael Hopkins. Awesome.
Getting involved, that's the kind of girl I need. So she got a kind of woman that can do for herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her, something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her, 'cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
You know, honestly, I remember purchasing my first set of Marcel irons through the Dudley Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this was years ago, and we're not going to count those years, but I remember that. And
yeah.
I still have those irons. Yeah.
We're doing an article every week of Black History Month on Black
mm-hmm.
hair history. And so we sent out, it's one of 10, and we talk about the industry, how it started, where our hair came, you know, the whole gamut. And it's interesting because I'm learning by myself, by researching it and going back and see, we got such a rich history, but nobody tells the story. And we, you know, the thing about it, we don't put it all together. We take it in pieces. But it's such a
rich history. That's true.
It really is. You know, I'm so proud to be a part of industry, you know.
A big part of it, Sam. You're a big part of the industry. And I feel the same thing here at Hair Radio. You know, and like what Dr. Evans was saying earlier, being such an integral part for so long and so many years. And we've had a chance to work together on so many levels. Like everybody was saying, it's a small, I call it a small black hair community because on one hand, yes, we're driving those big numbers. We're over-indexing in terms of purchasing and even to some degree styling, but my big thing is, and that's not a bad thing, but my big thing is, you know, being able to recognize the legends, the folks like Mr. Dudley, who, you know, I was reading somewhere back in the day, it was like they had, I mean, I can't even tell you, I'm not even going to give numbers because it's staggering, but it's so much that we just have to say thank you to these folks. I can speak for myself as well on this. And I just, you know, I don't think we would have been as far
at Hair Radio had there not been a Mr. Dudley. You know, when I would walk around.
I'ma bring the, wow. Yeah. I'ma bring the, wow.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, March 19th of 2024. I'm Kerry Hines, and I have got to welcome you to this incredible broadcast. If you're just joining us, let me bring back Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm Houston, Texas. So good morning officially.
Wow.
It's about, 7:08. Well, if you're in the Central Time Zone, this is our third hour. And so it's a little after 7, and for you guys out on the East Coast, but it feels funny to say that, Michael Hopkins, but
yes, it does, Kerry. It's funny to hear you say that.
Really? Okay. Well, get used to it, because here's where we are, and we're just loving it out here in beautiful, I'm going to take you beautiful Spotsylvania, and I'm going to say we're also beautiful out here in Houston, Texas. And again, we love everybody. We're adding to our incredible broadcast base from New York City to the world. And so this is just another wonderful stop along our great journey and our adventure, our broadcasting adventure, which airs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, right here from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And again, happy to welcome Hair Radio Houston on this historic day at our broadcast, closing in on 1,000 episodes real soon, right here. So, Michael, what did you think about the broadcast today? I want to hear from you, sir, on some of the things you heard. Anything that jumped out at you on this very special and auspicious day?
Oh, yes, Kerry. The number one thing that jumped out to me this morning was that interview that you guys did this morning.
Which interview? Oh, at the
yes.
top of the episode.
At the
today.
Top of the hour. Yes.
Okay, so you're talking about the wonderful Tara Renee.
Yes,
Tara Renee is the woman behind the African-American Women Women in Cinema Film Festival. So it's AAWIC.org. So we had her on. She was a great guest on early this morning. But Michael, you were even on before that. So this was something a little bit different for you. Can you tell us?
Oh, yes, it was, Kerry. It was different. But it was fun. But it was just so much fun, and you know, being up a little early in the morning, and I'm already up anyway. But to join you guys, it is just so much fun. It's just, you know, it's a family thing, and I'm always looking forward to it.
I think so too. And Nicole Marie did such a great job, and
she did
wonderful things to say. And
yes,
it's just,
she did.
It flows. The broadcast flows every day. And right now we're at show number 967, and we're really getting close. That's all I can say, Michael Hopkins. I want to shout out the folks at BOFIGlobal.com. Again, BOFIGlobal.com. You guys have heard Dr. Bernard Evans right here on our show many times. He's been a frequent guest. Eugene Davis, who is an extended member of the Hair Radio Morning Show family. You remember Eugene Michael. He's been with us.
Very much so. Long.
Yeah, so Eugene is scheduled to be with us on Wednesday. That's tomorrow. At about 6:30 in the morning Eastern, 5:30 Central time zone. So it's going to be a little early. He's out in the Chicago area, so that's kind of okay with him. He's already in the Central time zone. So I look forward to that, chatting with him live right here. Eugene is, one of the things I love about Eugene is that he goes in, they could say, about hair products. And he's able to review hair products and talk about hair like no one I've seen. And he's a legend
in this industry.
So he's linked with the incredible folks at BeofiGlobal.com. So that's, and folks always say, Kerry, how do you spell Beofi? What exactly are you saying? So let me go ahead and get the clarification out on that, Michael Hopkins. It's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. So that's BeofiGlobal.com. Now, Michael, we have not had a chance to chat about something, and in about 15 minutes, it's taken over the airwaves. And that is today's Vet Talk Radio episode. Yes, remember that?
Oh,
used to sound
yes.
like news broadcasting out there. Michael, today the Vet Talk Radio episode is very, very special, and it's something that I don't think we've done before. Can you tell us a little bit about what the fans are going to hear in about 15 minutes?
Okay. This particular episode, like you said, I don't think we've ever touched on this before in all the Vet Talks that we've done over the years. And this particular episode is going to be five unaware veterans types eligible for compensation.
So tell us a little bit of, when you say veteran types, what exactly do you mean?
Kerry, what I mean is this. There are categories of groups of veterans that are just not aware that they could file for compensation. And there's five types that I'm going to focus in on today in our live broadcast. There are other groups, other organizations, other types of veterans, but it was this five types of veterans that caught my undivided attention because, believe it or not.
Don't tell us now.
Can't go too far. Okay.
Yeah, we have got to make sure folks tune in to find out why. So you want to see what this Michael's coming up. He's going to zoom in on this topic, as you guys just heard, coming up in about 15 minutes right here live today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, now broadcasting from Houston, Texas, as well as New York City and the world.
Houston, Texas.
And the world.
Yeah.
Yes, we are so excited. So, listen, all week, speaking of Houston, Michael, we're going to be covering or uncovering some facts, some things that you may already know about Houston, and I'm just learning, or things that you didn't know about Houston, Texas. And so we have that in days to come, and just getting everything adjusted and readjusted. And again, I want to shout out to these incredible folks down in this big, big city who have just welcomed us with open arms in Houston. And what a very special place it is. Everything from
yes,
the temperature.
Yes, very
and
much so, Kerry.
One of my favorite things I had a chance to do, Michael, I think it's been a sample a little bit of the incredible food in addition to talking to the amazing folks down here. And everybody seems like they can cook. Everybody, food just tastes so good. So I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that right here. And we'll be talking about that again in days to come. So, Michael, What about the military? Didn't you have a comment or two about the military down here?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. You know, there's at least 300,000 plus veterans in that greater Houston area. And, you know,
wow.
that's the second highest number of veterans in the country. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just blown away. I did not realize that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well coming up in just a few minutes on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So you don't have to change anything. Keep it right here. Michael is going to be live. I'm Carrie Hines. It's coming up in about 13 minutes from right at this moment. So if you're on the East Coast, that's 8:30 a.m. if you're in the Central Time Zone, so about 7:30 this morning. And we are just so excited. Again, it's a historical day right here on the broadcast, our very first ever. And, Michael, almost 1,000 episodes. This is the very first that is originating, truly originating out 1,500 miles away from our starting point. So we're in Houston, Texas, and boy, oh boy, are we there this morning. And what a time we're having. So we're going to be filling you guys in. Yeah, we're going to be filling you in on all of that in days to come. And so many folks behind the scenes and folks that you have not met before. So this is really good, and I'm glad it's coming together because this took a lot of folks
very
to get
much
to
so.
Here. Yeah, it took a lot of folks. I don't think we've missed a beat in getting this wonderful broadcast and Hair Radio Houston together. So it is really, really exciting. So I'm just grateful. And we've got a lot more to come. We've got special guests. The wonderful Tara Renee, the lady behind the African-American Women in Cinema Film Festival. That's happening in New York this weekend. I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. She'll be back with us each day of the week. I think she's going to drop in for a couple minutes tomorrow. And Thursday, we have her for the entire hour, the Spotlight Hour, which is our third hour. If you're in the Central Time Zone, that Spotlight Hour is from 7 a.m. to 8. And if you're on the East Coast, then it's from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And wherever else you are, just kind of, you know, do the math, kind of help us figure it out there. So really good stuff. So I'm really, really excited about it. And her website, if you missed that, of course you can replay the show, but it's AAWIC.org. Again, it stands for African American Women in Cinema. So AAWIC.org. Check it out. And
wow.
It's all there. Plus there's a huge half off price for the ticket. If you go to her festival page and enter a code that she created, that's KERRI24. So KERRI24, and that will give you a big discount off your ticket. Like I said, half price, and that's just because of us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So support them. They are nonprofit. And we believe in them, and I wish I could get out there this weekend. So we'll try to send some of our folks there, and we'll cover the show for everybody. It's Women's History Month that continues here, and they're a big part of that whole thing. She's been doing this for about 25 years. So Michael, really exciting stuff. And there's so many women in the movies. Yeah. So that would enjoy this. So really good stuff. Yeah. So, Hopkins, I think, you know, we've got to say you'll be up in just a few minutes as well with the all-new Vet Talk Radio Show Live joining me as we get back into this convo, this new conversation. This is the first time ever I think you're going to talk about these five items on the show. So, really good stuff. Anything else you want the fans to know about today's Vet Talk Radio episode, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, this one, Carrie, is going to be epic. It is going to do some explaining that a lot of our veterans don't know. So stand by, everybody.
Oh, yes. Now, I do want to remind everybody that we've got lots of hair talk that will be kind of, you know, rolling out this week. So today was a whole bunch. We had to cover quite a bit to unpack. I always say we had a lot to unpack today. But this week we'll be also kind of diving into some of the topics on hair. And now that I'm in a whole new atmosphere, so to speak, out here in Houston, we're going to talk about that and its effects on your hair regimen if you're out in this wonderful locale. So we'll get to all that in days to come. There's so much new and exciting information that we are going to be able to bring you because we're here, out here in Houston, Texas, with hair. I'm going to call it Hair Radio Houston. So, Michael, again, great stuff. Let's take a little bit of a music break. And you'll be up shortly, Michael Hopkins, with
Very much more.
Yeah, you'll be up shortly, and I'll be joining you. I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about again on today's broadcast. So this is really good. So stay with us. Michael, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Our magazine is about virtual cities across the country that have sold. So we primarily tell stories that implore positive progress in our community, so we don't tell bad news. And if we happen to tell your story or share a story in your area, then you automatically become one of our towns of soul. So it doesn't, you don't have to live in a specific state. You don't have to come from a certain area. Everyone that has stories that implore positive progress, primarily in the brown and black communities, are soul towns.
Mm.
Awesome.
I'm loving it. This is an amazing idea because I feel like you're my, you know, distant cousin out there. That's what we try to do here on the broadcast.
Yes.
That's what we try to do here every
positivity,
day.
Yes.
Yes. So, but how did you get that inspiration?
That's a great question. So many years ago, I traveled to West Africa when I got my first master's degree. And I was going to go to South Africa because of Gil Scott-Heron and Sun City and everything, apartheid, everything in school. But once I finished my first master's degree and began to study where African Americans derive from in America, everything led to the West. So I ended up traveling to Dakar, Senegal. Dakar is the capital or city of Senegal. And off the coast of Senegal, Dakar, Senegal, is a small island called Gori Island. And it is the home of the House of Slaves. And it is a museum now. It is the actual House of Slaves where Africans were taken from the west coast of Senegal and held there until they were brainwashed, manipulated, into realizing they were not going back home, that they were, when they left and passed through this door of no return, they were onboarded onto a ship and then traveled to the Americas. And so I went to the House of Slaves. It was a very moving experience for me. I learned all about the House of Slaves, but there was a moment when I felt like I heard the whispers of my ancestors telling me to tell the story. So when I came back to the Americas, when I came back home, I tried for many years to figure out how could I do this. The whispers that I believe that I heard, I responded by promising to find a way to tell the stories of our past, present, and then hopefully future African people, African-American people, Belinda Diaspora, And I came up with the idea of a magazine because the magazine would then log the stories that's happening in our communities. And it would give us a platform and an opportunity back on Black history and to tell those stories over and over again. So it took me some years, but then in 2017, I launched, or the first magazine of the Soul Town magazine debuted in Waterloo, Iowa, and that is our hub. My brother is the mayor there. His name is Quentin Hart, and it just, there's 10,000 African Americans there. We needed to find a place where their stories could be told because they're in central Iowa, in the middle of the United States. No one even thinks that Black people are there, and no one believes that important things and empowering things are happening. So that's the hub. We're in now 16 different cities, I believe. We have about close to 6,000 digital subscribers. So it's growing.
That's amazing. First of all, I'm in shock, and I'm one of those raising my hand. I didn't know we had Black folk in, out in the mid, like Iowa, had no idea. But
yes.
I love it. And we're all about community as well. We're hair, beauty, and community. And you know this already because Chilla and I have had many conversations already outside of the show. And I just love everything that you're doing with Soul Town, the Soul Town magazine. When I heard that your brother was the mayor out there, I just almost fell out in the Waterloo, Iowa area. And I just really did because I said, my gosh. The first thing I said to Chilla, I said, I've got to go there and take a hair radio show and take a hair and beauty message there. And I really want to do that. So we're going to figure all that out, especially being the mayor. Now, that's just you making a phone call. Brother,
Hair
radio show. They're already on their way. They're probably at your door right now. And we'll do something. You know, we're going to make it really big. But I got to also go back a little bit. Because what you said touched my heart. I've had on quite a few guests here on the show who've been to Africa, who've been to West Africa. I've actually had on, we have Hair Radio Africa. And our Hair Radio Africa is part out west as well. We have folks from Ghana who are usually on. So I'm shouting out Ebenezer, who's been on our show, this same show that you're on. Ebenezer's been on our broadcast, and also from Nigeria we've had Mo Warren on as well. And so I'm giving you guys a big shout out as you guys are listening to this morning.
Yeah.
And Mr. Lionel, when he's been on and he's talked about going over to Ghana, and what caught me was that he said, and you guys out there, you guys have heard him say this on the air, but when he told me about his experience when he went to Ghana, and he said that where they had taken our ancestors from, you could still smell the stench when he went to these places, these holding areas in Ghana.
Wow.
And it just, now, I remember going over to, like in France, when I would go over to Paris, and I would meet a lot of the folks who were on from, you know, some of the other African places, like outside of the other African countries, outside of the Eiffel Tower. And they would all be selling their wares and all of that wonderful, just totally different, and just, and you know, Senegal, I'm talking about the Senegalese people. And it just touched my heart. So to hear all right, we're back live with the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Houston, Texas these days. I want to kind of bring in the one and only Michael Hopkins with an All New special on Vet Talk Radio. Michael, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right.
Very much so.
Well, let me just officially welcome everybody to the broadcast if you've just joined us. It's Tuesday morning, March 19th of 2024. It's our episode number what is it, 967 for the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Wow.
But you are kind of closing out your third season of That Talk Radio. So, Michael, officially welcome to all the Vet Talk fans. We salute our amazing military
folks.
Very
much so.
Literally everywhere. We just love you, and we thank you for being part of this. And you're the inspiration for the show, really. So, Michael, today on Vet Talk Radio, I know you have a lot to unpack yourself. What can you tell everybody a little bit about what's coming up on today's show?
Carrie, we're going to be talking about 5 unaware veteran types eligible for compensation today. Very
exciting.
Oh,
that's a mouthful.
Topic.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yes. Well, we're going to get into
it.
Wanted to take a moment just to acknowledge this big thing, because now that we're also out broadcasting from Houston, Texas, which we are, you're part of our historic broadcast today in this moment. So I just want to say thank you. And Michael, real quick, what does this whole thing mean to you and Vet Talk, the fans of Vet Talk, that we've added Houston, Texas into this big broadcast picture?
Oh, Carrie, I mean, it's just exciting to me because there are so many veterans there.
They're just
in the whole Houston, in the whole of Texas. There are all kinds of places in Texas. There are forts. There are air bases. It's exciting to me as a veteran. It is so exciting.
Yeah.
And as a 100% veteran, Carrie, if I'm 100% permanent total veteran, one of the things I get to do, you know, PNT, yep. One of the things I get to do, Carrie, I get to fly to see you in Houston, and I can fly as a former military dude, my wife and myself, we get to fly as former military.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great Benny, Carrie. It's a
great Benny. Well, awesome.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Listen, I also want to take a moment and just kind of shift on over to today's topic, because the veterans, you guys are dealing with so much out there.
There's a lot going on
these days. And I know we got to jump on in because you've got 5 big items to talk about. We got to get it all in this morning. So, Michael, go ahead. Let's start at number 5. Again, remind everybody what the topic is and roll right on in.
Five unaware veterans types eligible for compensation. And as you said, Carrie, we're going to be starting with number 5. And number 5 are my retired veterans, and this is to include medically retired veterans. We never really talk about medically retired veterans, but they're included in this group. The regular retired veteran are those that
What is a retired veteran exactly? We kind of think we know what is a retired veteran.
Oh, yeah. A retired veteran, for the most part, Carrie, they've done at least 20 years of active service in the United States military.
Wow.
That's a retired vet. They had 20 years of service. That's a minimum, Carrie. There are some veterans that are retired. They've done more than 20 years of service. You know, I did 21 years of service. I have some guys that did 30 years of service, 29 years. How the time goes by when you're having fun, Carrie, huh?
Wow. That's impressive, Michael.
Wow.
It really is.
And you know, another thing about retired veterans, they're entitled to retired pay and benefits that go along with it. One of the bennies is called TRICARE for Life. And you're probably saying, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
It's something foolish called, in the civilian world, you guys call it health care for life. That's what you call it as civilian. On the military side, we call it TRICARE. It's our health care and we have it for life. And that's, can you imagine that, Carrie? Healthcare for life. Right.
Okay,
and you know, another thing, another thing is concurrent pay.
And concurrent pay.
And what I mean by that, it touches right what we're talking about. A lot of retirees are not aware that the injuries, illnesses, et cetera, they sustain while being in the active military, and now that they're out, they can actually file for claims for compensation. And they can get paid their retired pay. At the same time, they can get paid their compensation as a disabled American veteran. Can you imagine that, Carrie?
What other
organization that you know of does stuff like that?
Exactly. So that's incredible.
Yeah,
well, Michael,
a lot of them don't know that, Carrie. That's a wow,
not
isn't
at all.
It?
So this is all, these are what you're kind of rolling out today. These are all things that little known that the veterans just not realize that they may be eligible
right.
for these wonderful
very much so,
you know, ways that they can benefit with their compensation. Okay, so Michael, what's next on the list?
Next on the list, number four, Carrie, is Armed Forces Service Medal Veterans. And you're probably saying, what the heck is that?
That's got this long, fancy, funny
title. And these are veterans who are awarded a medal for their military service.
Hmm.
You're probably saying, okay, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
They get awards like good conduct, you know, a foolish thing like that. You're in the military for 3 years and you get a good conduct. That means you were there, you kind of didn't screw up stuff. You did what you were supposed to do. You served your country. So you get a medal for good conduct. Just like if you served overseas, you get an overseas ribbon. Now, if you were in some type of combat action and you got hurt, you would get something called a Purple Heart. That's another ribbon that you would get. And believe it or not, Carrie, just a little side note with Purple Hearts, that ribbon has been around since the time of the Revolutionary War. Isn't that a big wow?
I didn't realize it was that long. Wow.
Yes. Purple Hearts have been around since the Revolutionary War. But once again, Carrie, a lot of veterans are not aware of the status that they have with different types of awards that they get, medals that they get, airborne pins that they get, they get all of these things, but they don't realize that these things can set them up for compensation.
For certain types of, for different levels of compensation. Well,
right.
I know
it
that you are,
them up.
This was really important for you to talk about today. I know you wanted to really get this across to everybody. So I'm very proud. So folks who are just kind of joining us, we're live. It's about 7:40 my time out here now in Central Time, but Michael's about 8:40 as you kind of unveil this incredible topic today on these wonderful five items that you're that folks again just may not realize. But different veterans groups, different types of veterans may not realize on these that they're eligible for. So to file for compensation. So, okay, I guess we're ready for number three.
Now, number three, Carrie, is very important because within these last 20 years with the military, we've actually had a lot of this going on. We've had a lot of veterans that have served in war zones, combat zones, they've been on different campaigns over in Southwest Asia, and many times they were active duty. They could have been National Guardsmen that were activated, and they earned campaign badges.
Campaign
and a lot of, campaign badges. It shows that you were part of a force and you were in combat or you were in a war zone. Iraq,
wow.
Afghanistan, Persian Gulf, all that Gulf War, all of that era of veterans many times are not aware that they can file, just like we don't want to leave out our Vietnam veterans. Same thing. And Carrie, we can even take it a step further.
Really?
Would you believe, Carrie, we can take this all the way back to World War II?
How?
There were campaigns all throughout World War II. And a lot of the World War II veterans during wartime, World War II, guess what they earned? They earned campaign. They earned these badges. They were in combat zones. They fought like the Battle of the Bulge, and they fought Anzio. They fought going on the beaches in Normandy, and they did all of these things, and they earned badges. And a lot of times, a lot of these veterans don't realize that they are eligible to file for compensation. And, you know, a lot of people, Carrie, they're probably thinking, well, a World War II vet, I mean, those guys are like getting close to 100 years old. They're still eligible, Carrie. Can you believe that, Carrie? These guys, they're still eligible for compensation.
I'm impressed. Really? Wow.
Yes.
So this
is like,
something
wow.
that you literally just age out of. You're still eligible. And
right.
That's incredible. Okay. Well, Michael, I tell you, I just love this conversation this morning on the broadcast and to all your fans with Vet Talk Radio. So this is really cool. And now we've added a whole nother layer, if you will, to our efforts.
Very much so.
I'm going to call it Vet Talk Houston as well.
Vet Talk Houston.
Love
it, Gary.
Yeah, that has a good ring to it. So, Michael,
yes, it
does. Now that we're also adding our broadcast here from the Southwest, but so what number are we up to on your countdown this morning?
Carrie, we're at number 2.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to be talking there's another group of veterans that we need to talk about. It's another type.
Okay. And this is these veteran groups because they're kind of, it's really surprising that, wow. Okay. What's next?
Carrie, we have a lot of recently separated veterans from the military.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a lot of them. They serve a 3 or 4 year tour or 6 year tour, and they're recently separated veterans. And I know a lot of people thinking, well, a lot of times, Carrie, what happens? A lot of the population that have never served in the military or they're curious, a lot of times they may think a veteran is a veteran is a veteran is a veteran.
Mm.
Sound about right to you? People think a veteran is a veteran is a veteran is a veteran.
Right.
Yeah, but not necessarily so. It's
right.
not necessarily so. And as we're showing here today, there are types of veterans. I mean, we could expand on this list till, you know, as you always say, till the cows come home.
Right.
But I just...
By types, you mean there are lots of different tranches that they have shared experience.
Much so, Karen.
Okay.
I just focused on these guys.
Wow.
And they're recently separated veterans. They did their time.
Right.
And they got discharged, released from active duty service. And many times... these recently separated veterans, they're just kind of moving on with their lives. A lot of them are young veterans. And they really don't know about the claims and compensation process. They really don't know. Oh. It's gotten better, Carrie. It's gotten better over the last 15 years or so. It's gotten better dealing with the younger, especially the younger veterans. It's gotten better. And you know, Carrie, a lot of it has to do with the age that we're in this computerization age and this Google age and the computer systems and all of that. The technology has helped them a lot, but we still have a long way to go with our younger veterans. We really do. We have a long way to go. But a lot of them still don't file. They don't file because they don't know. So that's where come in.
Exactly. That's
as an accredited claims agent, as you say, an ACA, that's where I come in, where I talk to a lot of these younger veterans, and I explain to them the benefits of filing for compensation.
Exactly. And, Michael, we just want to remind everybody that you are an accredited claims agent. You didn't just get up each morning and join us on the radio, so on the Vet Talk radio or the Hair Radio for that much, and just, you know, run your mouth. You are an accredited claims agent with specialized training in this area to share all
Very
of these
much
ways
so, Carrie.
That veterans can benefit for claims. So awesome job. Okay, well, Michael, I believe it's time for us to do a little bit of a review before we roll on into number one.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much. We're going to do our review. And at number five is the retired veterans to include medically retired veterans. Number four. Armed Forces Service Medal Veteran. They receive medals for being in the military. Honorably discharged. You know, they did what they were supposed to do. They served their country. They may have been overseas. Purple Hearts, Jump Wings, all kinds of things they earned. Now, at number three, Carrie, we have our Active Duty Wartime or Campaign Badge Veterans.
Wow.
Number two, Carrie, we have our recently separated veterans.
Recently separated, yeah.
You know, they did their time in the military. They separated, you know, honorably. They got out, and they may not know about all the benefits. As I said, it's gotten better, but we can do much better educating our veterans.
Well, Michael, I've got to say, normally we jump right on into number one, but you always have a Casey Kasem style honorable mention. And what
my favorite hero, Carrie.
Well, that's one of the items that should be on the list, but maybe you just didn't have room today to get it on. But you're going to mention it to all the fans and then dive on into number one. What's our honorable mention in paying tribute to Mr. Casey Kasem, Mr. Radio?
Yes, our honorable mention at this time, Carrie, is basic training veterans.
Basic,
and you're probably saying basic training veterans. That's kind of
exactly
interesting, isn't it?
Basic. Yes, what do you mean by basic training veterans, Michael Hopkins?
These are veterans, Carrie Hines, that they joined the military, rose their right hand, joined the military, did basic training. About 180 days of being in the military, and sometimes things happen, Carrie Hines. It's unfortunate. Sometimes some of the trainees find out that this might not be for them.
Wow.
It might not be for them, and they get the election of getting out.
Wow.
And they
so they have an option
sometimes.
At that time, really?
Yes, they have an option. They've done 180 days in the active military, and at that point in time, if it just looks like, you know, sometimes, Carrie, many things happen. It may be they got injured while in basic training as a trainee. Maybe they broke a leg, an arm, or they got sick. Something happened not to allow them to go further in their military career. Sometimes it's disciplinary action that does not allow them to go forward. It could be academic. It could be any number of things. But that 180 days, they actually served honorably with that little military service that they did. And if they served honorably.
Yes. Go right ahead. They served honorably.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they served honorably and they did at least 180 days, they will be honorably discharged from the military.
Wow. Well, then it gets quite fitting that they're in the honorable mention today on your
very
countdown. So really good. Yeah. Okay, Michael, I mean, I've got to say, this is incredible today. What is at number one on your countdown?
Oh, Carrie, at number one, disabled veterans.
Disabled veterans is at number one? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And okay.
And you're probably thinking, like a lot of people that have never been in the military, they're probably saying, disabled veterans? Well, I thought they were already part of the military being disabled. But guess what, Carrie Hines and all our fans out there? Disabled veterans are individuals who served on active duty in the armed forces. They were honorably discharged, and they have a service-connected disability that was either aggravated during active duty service. They went in, say, for example, they went in with flat feet as a pre-existing condition. As they stayed in the military, that condition got aggravated by military service. They did their 3 years or whatever it is they did, and they got out.
Mm-hmm.
But guess
it.
What they forgot to do, Carrie Hines, or they didn't know they could do?
What was that?
File for compensation.
Yes,
they didn't know. They didn't know. A lot of us got injuries, illnesses, so forth while we were in.
Yeah.
Flat feet is one of the best ones. A lot of people come in with flat feet. Their flat feet is what you would call asymptomatic when they're going through and the doctors are checking them.
Yeah.
You know, it's you've got flat feet, but it's not really doing anything right now, so we're going to let you come in. We think you'll be okay, but you get in there, and the next thing you know, as you stay in, all of a sudden you find out your feet are bothering you all the time, and you can't figure out why. Over the years, boom. You know, some people, believe it or not, Carrie, some people actually go in the military with a hearing issue.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that.
It's amazing,
that
isn't it? They'll go in with slight hearing loss. It'll be recognized as a pre-existing condition. You see, that is the whole thing of all of this in becoming a disabled veteran. If you have a pre-existing, in other words, it was going on before you got in the military, when you rose your right hand, i.e., the military knew you had this condition. They accepted you anyway. So guess what?
What's that?
It's on their dime now, Carrie Hines. If your condition got worse, or what we call exasperated by military service, you'll hear that a lot. You know, us as veterans, we hear it a lot when we do our claims and pensions exams and paperwork we get. It was exasperated by military service, and that's how you get rated. Yeah. But as I said, there's a lot of veterans out there. They have no idea. The PACT
Michael,
for example.
I'm blown away at this topic, as always, right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I just got to say, what an extraordinary job you've done by putting this together for the veterans out there. Awesome work. Absolutely awesome. And on this very special day at the Vet Talk Radio Show, and we welcome Houston, Texas, to our broadcast family.
Oh, yes.
In addition
very
to, of course,
so.
New York City and the world for that much. Michael comes to us out of the beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I'm Carrie Hines, now from Hair Radio Houston out in Texas. And it's so great to be part of this Vet Talk Houston special broadcast today as well. And great topic. This was an incredible topic, Michael. It really was.
Very much so, Carrie. I love it. I love this topic. It's a very important topic when it comes to veterans in the claims process, Carrie Hines. Very important topic.
Absolutely. Well, what I'm hoping is that you'll also bring back, we'll revisit this topic again and again for the veterans. I think that's important.
So.
I want to salute all the veterans for their work that they have done, their commitment to everybody in this great country. And we just love you. Thank you so much. And what a wonderful salute. Michael, awesome job today. Awesome job.
Thank
now,
you, Carrie.
Yes, with our big, big change and all this kind of stuff, there's so much going on, but you are still rolling ahead. You'll soon be on season four for the Fed Talk Radio. So what goes through your mind before we sign off this morning?
Oh, season four is going to be very exciting, Carrie. We're going to be doing real stories from real veterans. I want to get out there. I want to interview a lot of these guys, a lot of my female veterans, and they have stories that they just want to tell. And
awesome.
I just want to give them that opportunity to tell their story of being a veteran and serving this great country. So as you had so eloquently put it, serving this great country that we live in and being a veteran.
Awesome. Well, I am excited and also just so much more to come. So listen, Michael, let's just remind everybody that Talk Radio is on at 8:30 Eastern Time. And if you're out like me in Central, 7:30 Central time. And for the very first historical broadcast today from Houston, Texas. And it's just been an incredible all 3 hours of today's show. Starting with the Hair Radio Morning Show at 5 a.m. from Central Time Zone, 6 from Eastern, and taking it all the way through to this very moment. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Wednesday. We're live all week. We have special shows from Houston, Texas. You don't want to miss it. So here's our outro, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for the next installment of Hair Radio. Thank you so much again, Hair Radio Houston. Welcome.
Yeah.